Establishing an environment here that guys really want to come to work and they're excited about coming to work. Through the off-season program now, are you able to measure the progress you've made towards establishing that in any way?
Yeah, I think we've made progress. I mean, we're by no means there yet. I think, we've made a lot of changes upstairs, downstairs, throughout the building. I think the guys have responded well. And as I mentioned before, throughout the off-season, guys have, bought in, they've worked hard, and that's all I can ask.
As they head out for this time off, what's your message to them?
Well, I mean, I've been saying it for a long time, and I said it again today, is I don't want to read about you unless you win the lottery. Really, it's just making good decisions. And, it's no different off the field than it is on the field. You're trying to play smart, tough, and better conditioned football, and it's the same thing off the field. So, you hope you don't see your head of security or your PR guy on your phone over the break. But, I think these guys they've conducted themselves well. I think they will moving forward.
John, based off of that answer, are you and Ryan, is this an uneasy time for you at all to get away and not have your hands on these guys for a while?
I've got four children. And every time they leave the house, it's the same feeling. So, not comparing them to children so much, but it's a big responsibility, and I expect them to conduct themselves well, whether it's on or off the field.
How much, John, do you work on the roster now? You got a couple tryout guys here this week. Do you anticipate any moves?
Yeah, I think, those are things that we'll do internally, and, we'll announce them, when they've occurred. We're always looking to better the roster. I mean, I've made moves during this time before, whether things happen even during this time, on the rest of the 31 teams. And, anything that we think that can better our team, Ryan and his staff, myself, will, act on it accordingly.
You expect Kevin White to be ready for camp?
Yeah, I do. I think, part of the offseason, as I mentioned, is, getting ready for the season. And, any decision we make, it's going to be with, the player's best interest in mind. It could be physically, it could be a variety of reasons. And, I feel good about where we are. And, I think I feel good about, where we'll be when we start camp.
You didn't get to see Lamar Houston out here this spring, mm-hmm. but you're obviously familiar with him from the division
right.
on the AFC side. What do you remember about him as a player and how that could
Well, he's, you know, he got a high motor. He's big physical. He's a good point of attack player. I've not been able to see him myself move around, but I've watched the way he works in the weight room and in the training room, and I think he's very focused and done a good job with that rehab.
John, even though you got the extra week as a new regime, mm-hmm. and you try to time everything out, are you always left wanting more here after this phase is over with, wanting more time with the guys?
I've always been an advocate of the off season, but I think at times in our league, in my experience, we've gone a little overboard. So I think it's a happy medium. I think you can wear guys down, wear guys out. I kind of like some of the new roles. Some of them upset me because we kind of did some of it anyways. Now people have to do it. Because I do think you can overwork players as well. So, I feel good about where it is. I feel good about the work we got done. And, this is the first time as a new staff that we got the extra mini camp. 4 years ago when I went to Denver, it was the lockout. So we were a new staff and didn't get that opportunity and still were able to have some success.
What would you do during the time away?
Just relax, get some quality time with my family.
Here, go back to Denver.
We're about I used to tell people what I did, but then it would be in the newspaper. So now I just, we'll just be some nice quality time with the family.
So you talked about it when you were hired. You understand, obviously, the time in the league, the importance of the Bears organization.
Right.
As you watch what's going on with the Blackhawks,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't affect how you do your job. There's a sense of what winning in Chicago can mean, especially as the Bears.
Well, this game's only fun when you win. And my hat's off to Coach Q, everybody, the organization. I was able to, go there three times, in a playoff atmosphere and see what they've captured there. And there's no doubt that deep down inside you hope to recreate that. And that's what we aspire to be. And so, those are things that you look and learn. It doesn't really matter what sport, but it does tell you a lot about Chicago and its sports fans. I kind of knew of that having competed here. So, hats off to what they've accomplished. And surely that's something we want to accomplish with the Bears organization.
You'll never buy another drink if you win.
Oh, say again?
You never have to buy a drink.
That's right. Yeah, there's some advantages. Although the toilet paper in the house with the rain, I don't know. I've experienced that one too.
You had to deal with some injuries. Do you have some sense going into Bourbonnais where you might want to slot guys yet, or is that still wide open as you go to
Grove? You know, it's just like the 53-man roster. I mean, these guys will understand that they pick the team, and it's how they perform, how they practice, how they're evaluated. You know, and it's what to do, how to do, and do it under pressure. So, you know, we'll try to create that the best we can at camp as we ready for the season. And, you know, where that's going to take us, I'm not sure. But I've been very pleased with the way they've gone about their business up to date.